It's a beehive of activity, a warehouse away from the front line, full of supplies to be delivered for those who survived war and occupation. Food, basic necessities, and glass to replace shattered windows as winter approaches.
This is our storage area for humanitarian aid. It's all for the liberated areas in the Kherson region. It's dangerous for the volunteers. There could be shelling still. That's why we deliver directly to homes, so we don't have gatherings of people.
There's a sense of urgency as Ukraine continues to inflict losses on Russian troops in the south. Some of the trophies of war now on display on the grounds of the school where President Volodymyr Zelensky used to attend.
Ukraine has been announcing a sudden offensive since the summer, but then took everyone by surprise by making advances in the Kharkiv region in the northeast of the country. It was believed that the Russians have been reinforcing their defensive lines in the south, even though recently Ukraine has managed to push through some of them and regain some territory.
The Ukrainian army advanced from the north through the vast plains, filming their each step. Here, entering the village of Starosilya, hoisting the Ukrainian colors and removing the Russian claims to land, like here in Novopetrivka. This woman says, "I have been waiting for you for so long." Kherson is one of four regions Russia has annexed a few days ago, claiming the majority of people there were welcoming the move. Taras says it's untrue. It's not his real name, as he is the co-founder of a network of activists known as the Yellow Ribbons, who have been carrying acts of civil disobedience in Russian-controlled regions.
We're going to continue to document all that's happening, the collaborators and the locations. It's our protest. Our activists will record everything and send it out. We do this to expose Russian claims and hope it helps our authorities. We will continue to distribute flyers.
The aid from Kiviri will continue to be delivered. It's as important as military achievements. Ukraine conveying the message that people there were never forgotten. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Kryvyi Rih in southern Ukraine.